This is the Sakar Merli of the 9th of November, 2024. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to change you from devotee souls to knowledgeable souls, to change you from impure to pure. Question. What thoughts do you knowledgeable children constantly have? Answer. I am an imperishable soul. This body is perishable. I have taken 84 births. This is the last birth. Souls never become larger or smaller. It is bodies that become large from small. It is the body that has eyes, but it is I, this soul, that sees through them. Baba gives a third eye of knowledge to you souls. He cannot teach unless he takes the support of a body. These are the thoughts that you knowledgeable children constantly have. Om Shanti. Who said this? It was the soul who said this. The imperishable soul said this through the body. There is a vast difference between the soul and the body. The body is a large puppet made of the five elements. Even if a body is small, it is still much larger than a soul. To begin with, it is a very small fetus. Then, when it grows a little bigger, a soul enters it. It continues to grow and becomes so big. A soul is a living being. A puppet is of no use until a soul enters it. There is a vast difference. It is the soul that speaks and moves. It is a very tiny point. It never becomes smaller or larger. It is never destroyed. The Father, the Supreme Soul, has explained to you, I am imperishable, whereas this body is perishable. I enter it to play my part. You now think about these matters. Previously, you neither knew about souls nor the Supreme Soul. You just used to say, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, for the sake of it. You used to consider yourselves to be souls, but someone then told you that you were the Supreme Soul. Who told you that? It was the gurus and the scriptures of the path of devotion. No one will tell you this in the Golden Age. The Father has now given you the understanding that you are his children. A soul is natural, whereas a body is unnatural, made of clay. A body speaks and moves when a soul is in it. You children now know that the Father comes and explains to you souls. Only at the confluence age does the incorporeal Shiv Baba speak to you through this body. These eyes are part of the body. The Father now gives each of you an eye of knowledge. When there isn't any of this knowledge in a soul, there is an eye of ignorance. Souls receive an eye of knowledge when the Father comes. It is the soul that does everything. The soul acts through the body. You now understand that the Father has adopted this body. He explains the secrets of himself and also the secrets of the beginning, middle and end of the world. He gives this knowledge of the whole play. Previously you didn't know anything. Yes, this definitely is a play. The cycle of the world keeps turning, but no one knows how it turns. You now receive the knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle, and end of creation. Everything else is devotion. The Father comes and makes you into knowledgeable souls. Previously, you were devotee souls. You souls used to perform devotion. You souls are now listening to this knowledge. Devotion is called darkness. You can't say that you meet God by performing devotion. The Father has explained that there is the part of devotion and there is also the part of knowledge. You understand that at the time you used to perform devotion, there was no happiness. While performing devotion, you would stumble along searching for God. You now understand that creating sacrificial fires, doing penance, giving donations, and performing charitable acts whilst trying to find God only led to your stumbling along and becoming distressed. You became tamopratan as you continued to fall. To act wrongly means to become dirty. You also became impure. It wasn't that you performed devotion in order to become pure. Without being made pure by God, you cannot go to the pure world. That doesn't mean that you cannot meet God unless you become pure. People ask God to come and purify them. It is the impure ones who meet God in order to be purified. God does not meet the pure ones. God does not meet Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. God comes and purifies you impure ones, and you then leave your bodies. Pure ones cannot reside in this impure Tamopratan world. The Father purifies you and then disappears. His part in the drama is wonderful. Souls are not visible. Even if someone were to have a vision of a soul, he wouldn't be able to understand. You are able to understand about everyone else. You realize that this one is this and that one is that. You remember them. People want to have a vision of someone in the living form, but there is no benefit in that. Acha, even if you did see them in the living form, what would be the benefit of that? Even if you do have a vision, that vision would disappear again. Your desire for happiness would only be fulfilled for a temporary period. That is called the temporary happiness of a moment. The desire you had for a vision was fulfilled, that was all. The main thing here is to change from impure to pure. If you become pure, you become a deity and go to heaven. In the scriptures, they have written that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. They think that there are still 40,000 years of the Iron Age left. Baba explains that the whole cycle lasts for 5,000 years, and so human beings are in darkness. That is called immense darkness. No one has any of this knowledge. All of that is devotion. Ever since Ravan came, devotion has been here with him. When the Father comes, he brings this knowledge with him. It is only once that you receive the inheritance of this knowledge from the Father. You can't receive it again and again. There is no need for you to give this knowledge to anyone there. Only those who are ignorant receive knowledge. No one knows the Father at all. They don't say anything without insulting the Father. You children now understand this too. You say that God is not omnipresent, that he is the Father of all souls. Whereas they say, no, God is in the pebbles and stones. You children have clearly understood that devotion is totally distinct from this knowledge. There isn't the slightest bit of this knowledge in it. The time period completely changes. The name of God changes, and the names of human beings also change. In the beginning they are called deities, then warriors, merchants, and shudras. Those are human beings with divine virtues, whereas these human beings have devilish virtues. They are completely dirty. Guru Nanak said, many people earn their living in an unrighteous way. If someone else were to say this, people would instantly say that he is insulting them. However, the Father says, all of it belongs to the devilish community. He clearly explains to you, that is the community of Rama, and the other is the community of Ravan. Gandhiji too used to say that he would like to have the kingdom of Rama. In the kingdom of Rama, all are viceless. In the kingdom of Ravan, all are vicious. This kingdom is called a brothel, the very depths of hell. At this time, human beings are in a river of poison. Human beings and animals, etc., are all alike. There is no praise of human beings. You children are the ones who conquer the five vices and receive a deity status by changing from humans into deities. Everything else finishes. Deities used to reside in the Golden Age. Devils now reside in the Iron Age. What is the sign of devils? The five vices. Deities are called completely viceless, whereas devils are called completely vicious. Those deities are 16 celestial degrees full, whereas here there are no degrees. Everyone's celestial degrees and bodies have become totally degraded. The Father now sits here and explains to you children that he comes to change the old vicious world. He changes the kingdom of Ravan, the brothel, into the temple of Shiva. They have used the names Trimurti House and Trimurti Road here. Previously, they never had these names. What should it really be? To whom does this whole world belong? It belongs to the Supreme Soul. The world of God is pure for half a cycle and impure for the other half. The Father is called the Creator, and so this is his world. The Father explains, I am the Master, I am the sentient being, the seed, the ocean of knowledge. I have all the knowledge. No one else has this knowledge. You understand that only the Father has the knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the world cycle. All of the other things are tall stories. The main tall story is a very bad one, and this is why the Father complains. You have been thinking that I am in the pebbles and stones and in cats and dogs. Look what a bad state you have come to. The difference between human beings of the new world and the human beings of the old world is like that of day and night. For half a cycle, impure human beings bow their heads to the pure deity idols. It has also been explained to you, children, that worship in the beginning is of Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is the one who changes you from worshippers into those who are worthy of worship. Ravan changes you from being worthy of worship into worshippers. Then, according to the drama plan, the Father makes you worthy of worship. There are the names Ravan, etc. When they celebrate Dashera, they invite so many people from abroad, but they don't understand the significance of it at all. They defame the deities a great deal, but it is not like that. They say that God is beyond name and form, but that would mean he doesn't exist. In the same way, the plays, etc., that they create are nothing like that. It is in the intellects of human beings. Human dictates are called devilish dictates. All the kings, queens and subjects, everyone, becomes the same. This is called a devil world. All keep insulting one another. Therefore, the Father explains, children, when you sit here, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. When you were ignorant, you used to say that God was up above. You now understand that the Father has come down here. Therefore, you now realize that he is not up above. You have called the Father here, into this body. Even while you are sitting at your centers, you understand that Shiv Baba is in Madhuban, in this one's body. On the path of devotion, you used to think that God was up above. You used to call out, O God! Where do you now remember the Father? What do you sit and do? You understand that he is in the body of Brahma, and so you definitely have to remember him here. He is not up above. He has come here at this most auspicious confluence age. The Father says, I have come here to make you very elevated. You children remember him here, whereas the devotees remember him up above. Even if you are abroad, you still say that Shiv Baba is in the body of Brahma. A body is definitely needed. Wherever you sit, you would definitely remember him here in Madhuban. You have to remember him in the body of Brahma. Some senseless people don't accept Brahma. Baba doesn't tell you not to remember Brahma. How can Shiv Baba be remembered without remembering Brahma? The Father says, I am in this body. You remember me in this one. And this is why you remember both Bap and Dada. Your intellects have the knowledge that this one is a separate soul. Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own. The Father says, I take the support of matter. The Father sits here and explains the whole significance of Brahmand and the beginning, middle and end of the world. No one else knows about Brahmand, the Brahm element, the place in which you and I reside. The Brahm element, the land of peace, is the land where the Supreme Father and the non-supreme souls reside. The land of peace is a very sweet name. All of these matters are in your intellects. Originally, you were residents of the great Brahm element. That is called the land of Nirvana, the land beyond sound. All of these matters are now in your intellects. When there is devotion, there isn't a single word of this knowledge. This is called the most auspicious confluence age, when change takes place. Devils reside in the old world and deities reside in the new world. Therefore, the Father has to come to change them. You won't know any of this in the Golden Age. You are now in the Iron Age and you still do not know. When you are in the new world, you will not know anything of this old world. Now that you are in the old world, you have no knowledge of the new world. People don't know when the new world existed. They speak of hundreds of thousands of years. You children understand that the Father only comes at the confluence of every cycle. He comes and explains the significance of the variety tree. He also explains to you children how this cycle turns. Your business is to explain this to others. It takes a lot of time to explain to each one individually. This is why you explain to many at the same time. Many come and understand. You have to explain these sweet matters to many. You explain at the exhibitions, etc. At the time of Shiv Jayanti, invite many and explain clearly to them. You can tell them accurately about the duration of this play. These are the topics that we will explain to you. The Father explains this knowledge to you, and through that you become deities. Just as you understand it and become deities, in the same way, you have to inspire others to become the same. The Father has explained this to us, and we are not defaming anyone. We simply say that this knowledge is the path to salvation. Only the one Satguru takes everyone across. Extract such main points and explain them. No one except the Father can give all of this knowledge. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to change from a worshipper into one who is worthy of worship, become completely viceless. Become knowledgeful and change yourself. Do not chase after temporary happiness. 2. You must remember both Bap and Dada. You cannot remember Shiv without remembering Brahma. On the path of devotion, you remembered him up above. Now that he has entered the body of Brahma, you have to remember both of them. blessing. May you have all rights with the firm faith and intoxication of having victory in every act. Victory is our birthright. Constantly continue to fly in this awareness. No matter what happens, bring this into your awareness. I am constantly victorious. No matter what happens, let this faith be firm. The basis of intoxication is faith. If faith is lacking, there will be less intoxication. This is why it is said, those whose intellects have faith are victorious. Do not be one who only sometimes has faith. The Father is imperishable, and so you have a right to imperishable attainments. Let there be the faith and intoxication of having victory in every act of yours. Slogan: stay under the canopy of the Father's love, and no obstacle will be able to stay. Om Shanti.